Hi, I'm Ann Fraser. Welcome to another edition of Bringing Hope to Alzheimer's. I wanted to tell you about a brand new program we have, and it's called Ambassador of Hope. And what that means is we would love for you to become an Ambassador of Hope. And on our website, you can go to thenightofhope.com, and at the top right, there's those three lines. If you click that, and you'll see a part that says donate. And if you go to that, you can do a monthly donation and become an Ambassador of Hope. So if you in your budget feel like $5 a month, I can do that, or $10, or anything beyond that, you absolutely can do that. And we would love that. That would help us as an organization be able to continue to bring the great things that we are bringing not only to Kansas City, but beyond through this podcast, through speaking engagements. We're doing cognitive testing at no cost to the person getting tested. We're doing the Brain Box and speaking engagements. There's so many things that we're doing to try to bring this message of hope. Remember, our mission statement is the Night of Hope is all about bringing hope to Alzheimer's through educating people about brain health, prevention, early detection, and the potential of reversal. Now, I am not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I am not anyone in the medical profession at all. I am merely someone who is living with early onset pre-Alzheimer's or MCI, mild cognitive impairment, and through lifestyle changes, there I've been able to reverse all of my cognitive decline back to 100%. I am not cured. There is no cure. But we are wanting to let people know that brain health matters. And if you're starting to notice little tiny things in your life, whether it's a foggy brain, can't find words, mess words up, start going blank, going in rooms and can't remember why you went there, those types of things, it's easy to dismiss those off and say, well, I'm not sleeping well, or I'm really, really stressed, or something's happening in my life. And those are all could be absolutely true and fair. But all of those things left unchanged can potentially cause some form of dementia or cognitive decline and ultimately Alzheimer's. So this is the message that we are wanting to get out to everyone, Kansas City and beyond. And if this is something that is near and dear to your heart, whether you have someone in your family or you've seen a friend or someone else go through this, then you know this is a difficult, difficult situation. And anything anyone can do to prevent this is absolutely important and imperative and is so hopeful. So if that is something that strikes a chord with you, would you please consider giving some form of a donation on a monthly basis? It can be a one-time donation, and that's awesome too. But if you go to our website again, you can look up under the Donate tab, and please feel free to fill that out. We would be forever grateful. And so thank you in advance. If that's something you're considering doing, we would be very, very grateful. So thanks for your time today. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week for another great episode of Bringing Hope to Alzheimer's.